This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and the Dry Eye Center, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk and founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk, of course, is made possible by our sponsor, the Dry Eye Center. Be sure to visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, our friends from the Dry Eye Center, Alan Sindler and Keegan Meyer, return guests here to Senior Talk. Thank you so much for coming back today. We have a lot of exciting things to talk about today, a lot of good education for our listeners as well.
Yes. Yeah, thank you so much, Greg, for having us back on the show and for all the listeners out there that are joining us this morning. And Alan for getting up and coming out too.
That's right. You know, we got a lot of information to cover. And most importantly, I think what we want to cover today is, you know, what is dry eyes? You know, what are the symptoms? What should we be looking for? What are the concerns that are associated with this? And really, what are the risks and dangers of not addressing some of these symptoms if, in fact, you do have dry eyes? So we have a lot of information to cover today. But, you know, let's start by listeners who may not be familiar, may have missed a past show with you all on it. You know, what are dry eyes?
Mm-hmm. So the interesting thing about dry eyes is that you don't always have symptoms. And a lot of people think, for instance, if their eyes are watery, that they don't have dry eyes. How can they be if they're watering all the time? The problem is they're not getting the viscosity in their tears, so their eyes are watering to try to compensate for that. So actually, watery eyes can be a symptom, as well as eyes that feel dry, as well as itchy, burning eyes. There's a lot of different symptoms. But it's also important to note, and this is something that a lot of people don't understand, is that you may be asymptomatic. You may have no symptoms that you're aware of and still have dry eye syndrome.
That's fascinating. So what you're saying is I can, in fact, have watery eyes, and that could be a symptom or something pointing to maybe having this dry eye syndrome. But also you may show no symptoms at all and still have it, which you still have the same dangers and risk if you don't treat and address the issue.
That's correct. A lot of people think they have dry eyes, and they probably do if they feel that way. But a lot of people aren't aware of that problem at all, and yet they might be having damage occurring to their eyes because of dry eye syndrome.
Wow. So there is a technical term for this dry eye condition. Is that correct?
Correct.
Keegan, so, you say it better than anybody else.
Well, you know, I say it every day, so it's a little easier for me. But it's called meibomian gland dysfunction, or MGD for short. But it is interesting to see, you know, you look at dry eye, and about 85% of people that have dry eye, it's right around that number, is usually the underlying cause of it is due to meibomian gland dysfunction. And in real simple terms, what that is are oil glands that are on your lower and your upper lids. And they're oil glands. Every time you blink and you compress those lids together, if those glands are functional and the pores above them are open, the oil will actually secrete out onto the ocular surface. And it's interesting because the tear film of your eye is made up of different layers. You have three layers. You have the mucin layer, which we don't talk much about, but then you have the tear layer, which is the next layer out, and then the furthest layer out towards the outer portion of the eye is the lipid layer, or the oil layer, which obviously is produced by those meibomian glands.
Okay.
So they all need to work together, but the biggest two we look at are the lipid layer and the tear layer. Now, most people, when I talk 85% of people that have the underlying cause, MGD, or meibomian gland dysfunction, that's because those glands are not functioning properly and secreting the oil onto the surface of the eye. That oil locks those tears in. Especially in Colorado, the climate we have is being very dry. You need that oil in order to keep those tears locked in and trapped in for a longer period of time. Now, if you're lacking of oil due to MGD, all you have left really on the outskirts is maybe a little bit of oil or none at all, and that tear layer sits by itself and evaporates a lot quicker, which causes symptoms of dry eye.
And I want to go into those symptoms. You know, Alan, again, I find it fascinating, these different symptoms that can show up or no symptoms at all, which makes it even more complex. But for listeners who are new, learning about dry eyes here, the dangers of it, if left untreated, what symptoms would indicate us, hey, we need to give the Dry Eye Center a call and see what exactly is going on here?
So symptoms would be things like dry eyes, of course, dry, itchy, burning eyes, watery eyes, burning. All those things can be symptoms. But once again, you may have none and yet have actually serious case of glandular dysfunction. So it really behooves everyone to have it checked eventually. But as we get older, we find that that begins to deteriorate. Your ability to produce the viscosity, the oils that Keegan was referring to, diminishes because those glands plug up. And so essentially, they're not able to produce the tears that are needed with the viscosity, the lubrication that's needed. So if it can be treated temporarily with drops, but you have to remember that in those 85% cases that are caused from glandular dysfunction, drops are really just a Band-Aid because they evaporate. So they're only good for a while. That's why people are saying, I'm always putting drops in my eyes.
And spending money on them.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And something I want to talk about today is, you know, you can treat the symptoms or you can address the problem. And I think that's something where what you all do in being the only ones that do what you're doing here in town make a huge difference. You know, you don't want to put on that Band-Aid. You want to address the problem head on and fix it. Now, with you know, the symptoms or the possibility of not showing any symptoms at all, mm-hmm. there are actually some other health conditions or diseases or things that may indicate or sometimes are associated with MGD or dry eyes.
Yes, high blood pressure, glaucoma, autoimmune disease are just a few of those things. But there's a number of things that could lead to it. I think one of the most important things, and Keegan can speak to this a little bit more, is what happens if it's not treated? Because that's really the major concern. It's not just a matter of discomfort. It's a matter of how well your glands will function and what that will do long term if they're not treated.
Correct. And so that's a great point, Alan. So we look at your upper and lower lids as far as the glands go. You have 26 glands on your lower lids and about 30 on your upper. And what happens, these oil glands, once there's a blockage in that pore above the gland itself and the oil's not secreted, in fact, I like to use, the doctor also at the practice, we like to use the analogy of leaving the toothpaste cap off. And if you don't secrete that toothpaste out or squeeze the toothpaste out every once in a while and you leave it there, it starts to harden, just like those glands. And I'll tell you right now, one of the leading causes of blockage of these pores to the meibomian gland is actually people not blinking all the way. They actually partially blink. We're starting, especially now in our age, we stare at a computer screen longer, tablets, phones, different things, even reading. I mean, we've always read, but I'm just saying, people, that anytime you're not blinking or you're concentrating longer on something, especially if you're a partial blinker, you're not going all the way down with your lids and compressing those glands, which is, and then secreting the oil onto the ocular surface. So if you're not moving the oils will start to basically harden on top, and that's what causes that blockage. And so I've seen not only blockage, but damage, even in 16-year-olds, all the way, I think, down to 14-year-olds, the lowest I've seen actually some type of meibomian gland dysfunction. And it varies with everybody. I mean, I've seen people come in almost in their 90s that have decent glands, but again, some of them are blocked. So it does vary. But if left untreated, like you're saying, the damage that can happen when these glands are blocked, what happens, the oil trapped inside the gland itself will actually start to harden throughout the gland, and the tips will start to break off. And so these glands will actually, the atrophy of the gland will start to occur, and you'll start to lose these glands, which is non-reversible, it's irreversible damage. They will not grow back, they will not rejuvenate, so whatever you're left with is what you have. So again, our goal at the Dry Eye Center is to educate, number one, people, because a lot of people don't know about this. Number two, preserve. We want to preserve the glands you have. Number two, restore the glands you do have left. We want to make sure that we can get those functional and working properly for you. To basically bring up the last one that I have here is relieve. We want to relieve your symptoms of why you have dry eye. But again, just because if you don't have dry doesn't mean you don't have meibomian gland dysfunction. You could still have it. The problem is, I have some people come in, they go, I've been fine my whole life, and now they're maybe in their 60s, 70s, and they have this horrible dry eye symptoms that they've just come on to them. I do a free screening for them. I look at the pictures. I realize that they've lost most of their glands. Well, no one was ever, they were never educated in the beginning about this, so they could have done prevention in the beginning and come and actually got pictures or screening done, which actually is just now existing.
Free consultation, free screening, correct? So,
yes.
I mean, our listeners can get in touch with you.
Correct.
Regardless of if they're,
insured
showing
or
symptoms or yep. insured or not, this is completely free consultation screening. But, you know, me being young in my 30s,
yeah.
but staring at a computer screen as much as I do,
yep.
I may very well need to come in and get checked out.
I'm telling you right now, I have mothers that come in that send their kids in after they get an education, you know, for myself and the doctor about this. Because it's never, it's just like anything in life. If you can catch something early, you can treat it. You have a better, you know, a better chance of having, you know, less symptoms or whatever it may be with that problem or issue as life goes on. So I definitely recommend you would come in and see me. It would be a free consultation screening where I take pictures and I educate you kind of what I'm doing right now on what it is and where you stand. If you have any damage. And then from there, again, if you'd like to see the doctor, we go through, you know, just like any doctor's office, insurance, things like that, but we do take care of people.
How do listeners get in touch with you, find out more information, get a hold of you to
sure,
book that for you?
Sure. So number one, I would suggest, I mean, definitely go to our website so you can get more information. It's Dry Eye Center, so dryeyecenter.com. Or you can call us. Our number is 719-596-2020. Again, 596-2020. Give us a call, and we can schedule an appointment to come in. We are, at this point in time, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are our days that we have the doctor there, and myself. Again, you'd be meeting with me first, so I can give you kind of an understanding where you are. And then if you feel comfortable or if there is damage or anything that needs to be done, I can then go ahead and present you to the doctor, where the doctor would then look at do further analysis and compression tests to see if there's anything that we can do, or if you would be a LipaFlow, which we can talk about in a second, a candidate to basically treat, as you say, treat the underlying cause, not band-aid it, as Alan was talking about earlier.
And the phone call could be made anytime. So obviously, if you call and we're not operating that day, in terms of doing treatments or evaluations.
Yeah. We're open Monday through Friday. Monday you can call, Friday. Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah, basically Monday and Friday, our hours at this time, Mondays and Fridays were available from 9 to 3. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the day that we are, the doctor and I are in the office, we're open from 9 to 5.
Where's the Dry Eye Center located?
So the Dry Eye Center is located, I wanted a central location. So we're right off I-25. So if you're on I-25, you get off on the exit, say you're heading north on I-25 and you get off on Garden of the Gods, you'd head east to the first stoplight, which is North Park Drive. And if you're sitting at that stoplight, we are on the southeast corner in the tall building that is actually attached to La Bella Vita, Italian restaurant. And we're on the second floor in suite 208. And again, like I said, you can call us first, but that's if you want to stop in, we're there too. But again, suite 208 on the second floor.
All right. So this gets worse over time if left untreated. I would imagine with that, there's different stages of this. Tell me a little bit about that.
Correct. Yeah. So you have early stages, you have moderate, then it gets into severe. You know, and I've seen, I mean, I've seen everyone. And so you get folks, I'll tell you this, there's been folks that have come in, patients that have come in that have been in that severe portion where they have lost literally 80-90% of their glands. And with that being said, we still help them as far as, you know, drop regimens and other things. But if you get to that point, there's not a lot that can be done. So that's why I really urge people to at least come and find out where they're at, especially now that we're doing free consultation. At least see where you are, because once you get to that point, the LipaFlow treatment, again, is a treatment for you that don't know what the LipaFlow treatment is the only FDA-approved treatment that actually treats that underlying cause of MGD. It's I'll be real quick. It's an activator. It's a non-invasive 12-minute procedure. No pain. I've had it myself. It's actually quiet. It's almost like a massage on the eye. But it goes into the eye itself, and it protects. There's a plastic part that protects the eye. And we're not doing anything to the eye. We're working with the lids where the glands are. So a rubber portion goes over the top and the bottom of the glands, basically heats up to 108 degrees to liquefy that hardened oil that I talked about that makes your glands start to break off, liquefies that, opens up the pore with that heat treatment, and then massages the oil gently out of the glands itself. So with that being said, once the oil's gone, over the next month or two, sometimes three, depending upon how your body reacts and how well it reproduces the oil into the glands you have left, that oil will come back with the pores being open. Once you start blinking again, that oil, the oil will start to secrete as it naturally should onto the ocular surface, which again, our mission at the same time is to get you off the drops as much as we can and get you back to where your eyes are naturally producing as they should.
If I could, Greg, I'd like to give you a couple personal experiences. First, my wife, who's a nurse, was sitting in an area that was very dry, especially in the winter, it was blowing dry air, and that's what she thought was the cause of her dry eyes. Well, it probably exacerbated the problem. However, she found out she had moderate to severe glandular dysfunction. So all this time, she thought it was her working situation, when in reality, while it did make it a little bit worse in terms of comfort, she actually had a problem. I myself had the procedure done. And I was always rubbing my eyes. I just thought I was tired. And I found that once I had the procedure done, first of all, going back to the procedure, it's like getting a massage, a hot massage for your eyelids.
Wow.
So people freak out a little bit when you talk about their eyes. But again, this is a non-invasive procedure. Once you're set up, it's actually very comfortable. Like Keegan says, it's like getting a massage. combined with heat.
So 12-minute massage.
12-minute massage.
Out of 50.
There you go.
But it's very comfortable. I actually fell asleep. So it's very comfortable, but the results are remarkable. And the more important thing, comfort is always important, but the most important thing is the health of the eye. And making sure that you're catching it in time to restore the glands that can be restored.
Absolutely. And again, it makes a lot of sense here where you compare it to the dry eyes. Seems like you're treating a symptom. I mean, that's the best way I can describe it is you treat the symptoms, you know, the dry eyes, or you treat the underlying problem. And this is the only FDA-approved treatment for this. And you're the only ones here in town with this specific treatment. Is that correct?
So, no, I believe we're the only standalone facility in the Springs that focus on dry eye.
And this is your specialty.
This is our specialty. So we have an optometrist that with a specialty in dry eye that basically her name is Dr. Michelle Senti. But again, you know, there are optometry, I think there's maybe one or two optometry practices and ophthalmology practice that does carry the technology. But again, they kind of focus on a variety of things as we more specialize in these, in the dry eye portion of meibomian gland dysfunction. And again, the other 15%, because I say 85% of people that have dry eye usually have MGD. But there's other 15% that we look at that we don't see a lot. But again, it's there. You have, you know, aqueous tear dysfunction. You have a tear dysfunction where your tears aren't being properly produced. So there's a shortage of that. So again, there's other things, punctal plugs and things that's when punctal plugs may be good for the candidate itself for the patient. There's corneal disease. There's other causes. But again, that's pretty minimal. Really what we look at is MGD, but we look at it as a whole. We look at it as holistically, as Alan likes to say. And basically figure out what is your cause of dry eye. What is the underlying cause that's causing your dry eye?
So you have the expertise to identify if it is MGD or possibly something else.
Or anything else.
And then,
you got it.
Excellent. Now, I know it doesn't necessarily discriminate by age, mm-hmm. you know, as far as dry eyes. You mentioned, you know,
sure.
especially being in a dry climate, you being in winter time with mm-hmm. the heater coming on, working in front of a computer screen, or, you know, kids these days with all the screen time, blinking less sounds like that could possibly
Correct.
Point to it. Now, if left untreated, it gets worse. Mm-hmm. Does this impact your vision?
It
or
can,
could it?
It can, because when your eyes are dry, they can start to water. Watery eyes very often make it difficult. We've even noticed on the eye exam side, we don't do exams in this facility, but being in this field for many years, we've witnessed people who have a hard time doing an eye exam because they have to keep blinking, either because their eyes feel dry or because they're watering. So it can impact your vision, and obviously if the eyes get dry enough and it goes on long enough, you can actually start to have some corneal damage. So once that damage occurs, and that's not like something that happens all the time, but once it occurs, it can affect your vision as well.
But we have seen it, correct, yeah.
All right, so the first step for our listeners, get in touch with the Dry Eye Center, free consultation, free screening. What is the website address and, more importantly, the phone number where I can call right now and get a screening booked?
You got it. So, again, the number is 719-596-2020, and the website, dryeyecenter.com. Again, center, not plural, singular, so dryeyecenter.com. You can go there. You can find tons of information. We're adding more and more things every day. Again, and also wanted to bring this up again, we were previously ABA Dry Eye and Allergy Clinic, and we did change the name to Dry Eye Centers due to the fact that we've had a lot of confusion with people calling, thinking that we are still kind of a full comprehensive exam type retail type, you know, store, which we're not. We're a specialty medical clinic that focuses on dry eye with a hint of allergy, again, because those can go hand in hand. So that's why we did change the name. So if you do see us, don't confuse us with both ABA, allergy and dry eye. We are the same, just again, a new name. Again, we're the only standalone. So if you do see the Dry Eye Center advertisements out in the Gazette, TV, different things, that is, it's the same company.
And that's exciting. And I'm glad you highlighted that. You know, what an exciting change and highlight there. But the history that you have in this community and the expertise and the reputation, you've been the go-to for vision for many, many years. So to break off and specialize, you have specialized and become the experts in dry eyes as well. And that just makes perfect sense. Right.
And moving forward, our association, while we have a good association with ABA Eye Care, we're no longer affiliated with
right.
them. So we're only dealing with dry eyes.
Well, that highlights a specific need here, too. To have a true expert
mm-hmm.
in resource for dry eyes in this community, and who knows, maybe many communities moving into the future.
Greg, we're trying to add more things. I mean, anything we can do to help people with the eyes that people – I get patients every day that come in and go, how come no one's ever told me about this? How come? And it breaks my heart, especially the ones that are severe, that literally will be on drops for the rest of their life. They go, how come no one ever told me? No doctor told me about this. And so that's why being at ABBA Eye Care, as I was before until I transitioned over, I said, there's a need for this. Because at first I said, is there enough need to actually start a specialized dry eye center? And at first I was a little nervous, but I mean, the feedback I've gotten from people and coming in, it's unreal. And not a lot of optometrists know about meibomian gland dysfunction, but do they actually acknowledge it? Do they address it? And a lot of them don't within their normal comprehensive exam. And I will give that, again, being with ABBA as long as I have and being part of the ABBA family, that's something that we did bring to the table that, you know, even though the exam may be a little longer, we're adding more, we're giving you more value to your exam. We're giving you that screening of the MGD to see if you have it. Because some people go, well, I don't have time. Well, if you don't on time, unfortunately, in the future, you'll be on drops for the rest of your life. Maybe. So these are things that, you know, just you go to the eye doctor, you think you just, hey, I just need to see if I need my eyes examined or if I need glasses or not. It's not that. It's the health. It's the health check that is very important also. Because, again, these are your eyes.
Well, and again, if the optometrist or ophthalmologist doesn't have the means to address it with this FDA-approved machine, they're going to do what they can within their own clinic. So it's usually drops or, as Keegan said, punctal plugs, both of which can be helpful, but they're usually just Band-Aids. And Keegan, if I'm correct, they not only have the treatment at the dry center, but they also get some drops afterwards.
Correct, yeah, because like I told you, the symptoms get worse after the, you know, once this procedure's done, all that oil is liquefied and secreted out of the gland. So you're literally left with nothing. So you definitely, we give you an aqueous or a water-based drop and also an oil-based drop that you take together. Because just like your tears, you do the tear drop and then you do the oil-based drop, which locks it in for longer periods of time. And I usually have the patients take that for the first and second month. But there are other things that we have you do, extracurricular activities that we have you perform, just like if you had a heart attack, you know, have a stent, you can't go back to eating cheeseburgers.
Right.
You got to eat healthy. You got to do exercise. You got to do other things. Same with this. If you want this treatment to last for years and be successful for you, there are other things. We give you heat masks that I have you perform, you know, you put on at nighttime and start scrunching your eyes together to really get the oils moving once it comes in or compressing. We give you omegas to take. We give you, you know, different things. There's other things.
This is really a comprehensive treatment. I mean,
correct.
Obviously, yeah. there is something, a procedure that you're doing with that LipiFlow, but then there's follow-up. There's things that you have to do. You need to continue on.
Correct. This can last for, I've seen people come in after 8 months where their glands or their pores start to close up again, but they didn't do anything. They got the procedure done. They thought they could walk away. It's a magic drug or a magic procedure. Everything would be great. But again, it's like anything in your life. You know, it'll help. It's FDA approved. It'll do its job. But it depends on you if you want to make it better and continue to do the things you have to do with it in order to make it work and make it most successful.
So LipiFlow is the treatment. Tell me about the screening or the testing. LipiScan, LipiView, what are those?
Sure. Not a problem. So the LipiScan basically is a machine. When you come in, we basically take a picture of your lower lids. Again, in your lower lids, you got about that 26 glands, the meibomian glands. So we take a picture of those to see if there's any damage. So from there, we can't tell if there's actually any functionality of the gland. All I can see is what you have and what's been damaged or atrophy or loss of. That's the first thing we look at. Second thing I do is something called a LipiView, and it's a video. It's a 25-second video per eye. And what that tells me, the doctors that created this, I tell everyone this spiel, the doctors that created this technology and this machine back in 2010, what they're looking for on that test, that specific test, is the thickness of your lipid layer, that outer portion layer of your tear film. They want to see how thick it is. And they say a healthy human eye, they measure it in nanometers. They say a healthy human eye should have 100-plus nanometers of oil on at all times. If it's less than that, most likely, or lacking of, it's usually due to the cause of the underlying problem of MGD or meibomian gland dysfunction. So that's the first thing we look at. The second thing that video does is blink rate. When you blink, are you doing full compression blinks or are you doing partial blinks? And me being at the clinic every day or the center every day, I see a lot of patients, including myself, are partial blinkers. We'll have some full in there, but mostly partial. Wow. And again, leading to that portion of why your glands are clogged, you're not compressing on those glands. The oil stays stagnant within the pore itself and the gland, and so it doesn't move. And so that's something. There's something called the core blink training. I'll explain real quick. So maybe we run out of time. But basically, what happens with that is it's as simple as closing your eyes. You say 1, 2, 3. Squeeze your eyes all the way closed. 1, 2, 3. Open them. 1, 2, 3. And you continuously do that for 30 seconds, as many times as you want in a day. And that'll actually, it's a muscle memory trainer. And we'll actually do, I had a lady come in yesterday that has been doing it for several months. And she was a partial blinker, a really bad partial blinker. And she came in the other day, or yesterday, and she had literally zero partial blinks.
Wow.
And so it does work.
And I think it's important to note, too, that with eye allergies, first of all, we do treat them at the center. So that's important to know. And also, a lot of people think they have allergies, again, and it's actually dry eye, or it could be a combination of the two. So we can make those determinations based on our testing and treat both things appropriately.
So these very well can go hand in hand, allergies, seasonal allergies with dry eyes, and you're able to evaluate both and offer suggestions and treatment.
Right. I mean, the common thought is my eyes are itchy, they're watery.
I just have allergies.
I just have allergies. And you may, but you may also have dry eyes too. Or it may be simply dry eyes that are acting like allergies would. So we can treat both of those things. But most importantly, we can determine what the cause of your discomfort is and alleviate it.
This
and
has
most
been...
Sorry to interrupt, but just most importantly, prevent it from getting worse.
So this is preventative in nature, isn't
it? Absolutely.
This has been absolutely fascinating. And really, I mean, we've highlighted a very large problem, it seems like, and ones that we may not even have known, that there are risks for leaving this unaddressed and untreated.
Right. And as you know, we're a very transient town. So we have a lot of people come to Colorado and they say, well, it's just dry here. So that's why I must have dry eyes. And while that can contribute to it, they may have a much deeper problem. As Keegan said, about 85% do have that glandular dysfunction. So it's important to find out.
And maybe, and again, statistically, I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to tell you, as far as actual of the population in the United States or Colorado that have, but I'm telling you right now, it's amazing. Everyone that so far that's come into the center, whether they be symptomatic or asymptomatic, I mean, everybody has some type of dysfunction, whether it be really minimal or to the severe portion. I mean, to the brim. I mean, I've seen it all, and it's really amazing. So
fantastic. Well, we are about out of time. I mean, time flies like that here on Senior Talk. I want to make sure that we get the information out again. I mean, we've learned of the dangers, again, of leaving dry eyes untreated and unaddressed. How can our listeners get in touch with you, find out more information on this? And it sounds like really anybody should be calling you to get a free consultation and evaluation to see if this is something they need to be concerned about.
Exactly. The free consultation, all it's going to cost you is your time, which in the long run might be worth it. So, but definitely, you can get a hold of us. Our phone number, again, at the center is 719-596-2020. Again, 719-596-2020. And our website is dryeyecenter.com. Again, dryeyecenter.com. Tons of information on there that you can look at. And we're adding more every day. Again, with the whole name change, and it used to be AbaDry, but we've changed again, dryeyecenter.com. We're moving everything over to that, bulking it up. And also, too, as time goes on, we're adding product to the website itself. So again, everything that I priced everything on the site itself to be price competitive with Walmart, Walgreens, actually cheaper, that can ship right to your home. So if you do like our omegas, which we do have 1,300 fatty acids in there, omega fatty acids in there, we have, I believe it's like 800. And I always get them mixed up, the DPA and the DHA,
sure.
But 800, 400. So it's pretty high levels. It's quality stuff, but it's definitely take a look. But I would suggest give us a call, like you said, Greg, and I appreciate you having us on the show today, and Alan coming and joining us too. And
well, thank you for joining us. This has been wildly informative. And again, there's a reason why you're the experts when it comes to dry eye. So again, Keegan and Alan, the Dry Eye Center, thank you so much for coming back on Senior Talk, guys.
Hey, Greg, thanks so much, Greg. Appreciate you.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners, you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at www.heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and the Dry Eye Center.